The one thing that all people wish for, whether they fully realize it or not, is a sense of warmth and belonging in the world. A sense of being deeply connected to the world around them, to nature, to people, to themselves. In this deep connection, when our soul links with the world around us, we experience love, and it's what brings meaning to our days. Love brings joy to our days, and it can turn the mundane into the magical. It can turn an ordinary, simple existence into something absolutely beautiful. When love is the foundation of our life, and when we receive it fully, there is strength. There is power. And there is a deep sense of contentment and well-being. Yet why does love elude us so much? As long as we are caught up in the ego and caught up in the world of the material and looking only at the external, love will remain 1,000 miles away. When there is truth, when I am in touch with my spiritual reality, and when I allow my mind and my thoughts to go slowly, love is as present as the sky, as present as the clouds and the trees around me. Take a moment now to allow yourself to let go. And just see yourself leaving the shores of the physical world, leaving the dramas and the stories, leaving the memories, and allow your mind to begin to enter those deep waters of quietude, of peace. When you can enter that silence, you can enter the experience of love. In the philosophy of Raja Yoga, we believe that there is an eternal source of love. We believe that God is always an ocean of love, the one who never loses touch with truth. See yourself now bathing in that ocean of warm, loving, tender light. And in the same way as a child feels deeply connected to the mother, when you are in your reality of being light, there is a deep, unbreakable connection of love with the supreme source of love. God always remains an ocean of love because God is the only being who is able to always see the inherent beauty of all living things. The only one who is always in a state of silence beyond the noise of the external world. And when we allow our mind to bathe in these waves of pure love, the soul becomes strong. So let these waves of love wash over you, knowing you are deeply loved, knowing you are deeply accepted. And And ask yourself in your heart right now, ask yourself, how does God see you? How does God see you? In all your beauty, in all your glory. Take a moment to sit in front of the Supreme Being, the ocean of love, and receive the answer to this question. The reason why we love people is because of the way we see them. If I can learn to see myself the way God sees me, if I can hold that vision for myself daily, I will experience love within my being. I will experience love with God. But I will also learn how to see others in the light of their reality. The way I see things will either create love or create sorrow. The way I see things will either emerge appreciation and happiness and gratitude, or bitterness and ordinary wasteful thoughts. So if I want to fulfill the deepest wish to belong and connect with life and others with my heart, let me spend time in my spiritual reality and merge with the ocean of love daily.